Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly show on Bridie on TV called The Tenpenny Files on Your Health. You can also view these on Rumble, and you can also see on Thursdays, they're also posted on my Substack as a podcast. For the last 23 years, I've given thousands of interviews on TVs, podcasts, live seminars, and things like that, and almost all my information has been in one way or another about vaccines. But with decades of medical training and experience behind me, I knew that there's so much more to talk about. So that's why I created this show to bring you educational and valuable information on your health. Tonight, my special guest is David Steffen. He's a teacher, an educator, a wellness educator. He's also part of a company called True Hope. And we're going to get into that in a lot more detail. But before we go forward with that, we're going to take a really quick break. Sit tight. You won't want to miss this discussion. It's really, really important. We'll be right back. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. Welcome back, everyone. David Steffen made national Canadian headlines in 2016 over an agenda-driven exploitation and cover-up of the death of his son. The documentary he made about the grueling experience, The People versus David and Colette Steffen, is a story of two parents who were charged with failure to provide necessities of life, meaning they didn't vaccinate their child, claiming that led to Ezekiel's untimely death and mysterious circumstances at Children's Hospital of Alberta, Canada. The film reveals for the first time the truth behind the 9-year attack on Steffen, his wife, and all of the, by the Crown, the RCMP, media, and a medical cartel that portrayed these two parents as some of the worst villains in Canadian history. Behind the misleading mainstream media headlines, David is a husband, a father of four sons and a daughter, and a natural-minded libertarian who recognizes that the antidote to the problems we face in today's society is our return to a natural order of God's creation. Over the past 12 years, David has spent a considerable amount of time traveling across Canada, educating thousands on the dangers of GMOs, agricultural chemicals, and psychiatric drugs and their toxic effects. More importantly, he has educated thousands on the research behind proper nutrition, which significantly improves mood and brain function, allowing tens of thousands to become medication-free while feeling substantially better. David, welcome so much, and welcome back to the Dr. T Show, one of my shows here on Bridian.tv. You know, we were talking before we went live that I had you on when your lawsuit was hot and heavy back in June of 2021. That's pretty amazing. There's a whole lot more to talk about that's happened in the last 4 years. So I'll let you just go with where you want to go with that.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Dr. Tenpenny. It's an honor. And yeah, it's been a little while. Definitely appreciate you bringing me back on. I can't remember at what point in June it was that you had me on, because that was, very pinnacle in relation to whether or not we were still in the heat of things, or if it was past June 22nd, because that's when finally the Crown phoned us and said, you know what, we're dropping the third trial. So here they were, and this is basically unprecedented in Canada. We had lost the first trial due to legalistic issues. The judge erred in law as if it was intentional to get us a wrongful conviction. It worked. And we worked our way out all the way up to the Supreme Court of Canada that finally, from 2016 to 2018, we finally find ourselves in the Supreme Court and we won. And
Oh,
then it
wow.
was sent back to a second trial. Now, at that point in time, we're pretty broke. We're getting quotes for a $500,000 trial from multiple lawyers. And I'm just saying, I'm not throwing out that kind of money for it. And so I self-represented. My wife had three lawyers pitch in as time permitted on a last-minute basis, and they were billing out less than half hourly rate. And it was just on a whim. They were kind of watching me go through the cross-examination. They were kind of getting up to speed on the case in the courtroom, and then they'd come in and kind of clean up after me. And so we end up winning the second trial, and then the Crown appealed. And so that's in 2019. So then we hear this appeal, and the appeal is absolutely dirty, and it sets a vaccine precedent here in Canada, where even though we had gotten the vaccine portion removed from our trial throughout all the years, because we'd hired Dr. Tony Bark and Dr. Tetyana Opekanich, and they absolutely just blew the evidence out of the water in relation to what the Crown was trying to come against us with, to try to basically legalize or mandate vaccines through criminal litigation, saying you don't vaccinate your children, you can be held criminally liable as a parent here in Canada. And so we were able to basically put that at bay. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, with no evidence to support the Appeal Court of Alberta, they resurrect the topic. It wasn't even a matter that was mentioned or argued during the appeal. And all of a sudden it's resurrected, and it's written to in great detail within their decision that came out in March 8th of 2021, which, the timing is just perfect. It's so uncanny, because that's when we're seeing a lot of hesitancy from people that would have typically been pro-vaccine. All of a sudden they have an issue with, having these new scientific experiments being rammed down their throats. So we're seeing hesitancy, and all of a sudden this appeal court decision comes out that in essence is establishing vaccinations as a necessary of life, which means it's now a criminal matter in Canada. So that comes out against us. So now we're preparing for a third trial by the time that we're in discussion in June of 2021. And I can't remember if whether it was pre 22nd of June or post 22nd of June, because what had happened is in the US, the forensic pathologist who was once in Canada, who falsified my son's autopsy report, he ended up on credential fraud investigation in both the state of Kansas and the state of Indiana. And it's not looking good for him. And he ends up on his own criminal proceedings due to, it was a week after the investigations opened up. He went and got drunk, and he rear-ended a lady in his Mercedes, injured her. She eventually died not too long after. Family sues him. He ends up with a level five felony in the state of Indiana, and he's found guilty. But before he's found guilty, his on June 21st of 2021, his criminal proceedings are scheduled. He has court dates set. And so then all of a sudden the Crown phones us on June 22nd, one day later, and said, we're staying the charges. And then they tell the media that it's been 9 years since the passing of Ezekiel, and the evidence has deteriorated. Yeah, kind of a roundabout way of covering up the fact that the evidence hadn't deteriorated. In fact, yes, they did destroy a lot of evidence that we could never get our hands on, and that became crystal clear in the courts. But the evidence that they did have was no longer reliable, because they wouldn't didn't have an expert witness to push this lie in the courts, and they didn't have any other forensic pathologists that would back up the examination the forensic examination that this pathologist did on my son, because it was just so outside of the bounds of science that it wouldn't hold any water. And so no one else is willing to put their neck on the line over it. And now that this supposed doctor was under credential fraud investigation in two different states, There's no way that he could be qualified as an expert witness again. And so the whole thing just fell apart. But since then, what's taken place, just to kind of sum up the next 3 years, we were appealing to the Supreme Court of Canada. We were appealing the appeal court's decision from Alberta to try to rectify the law to prevent other parents from finding themselves in the same situation as we found ourselves, as well as to undo the whole vaccine precedent that had been established. And so we were pushing forward with that. And eventually what would happen is in August of 2022, after having it for over a year, the Supreme Court finally gives us a call and they had denied our application. And that's when things kind of officially came to a close in relation to that chapter of the whole, I'll call it, you know, the Ezekiel saga, right? Around my son Ezekiel, even though there's been some things that have recently emerged, but that's kind of a different topic or a different battle, different government agencies involving themselves now. But that kind of came to a close at that point in time. And that was actually hard on myself and my wife, even though all the court proceedings were done. At this point in time, my wife had enough time to really, you know, kind of get her feet underneath her, and she was ready for war. She was wanting to go against them. She was wanting to prevent them from being able to do this to other parents. She really had a battle before her that she could get behind. I was left in a situation, and in fact, on the phone call with the lawyers, I just said, you know, this is strange. I feel like a warrior without a war. Like, what do I do? I'm all girded up. I'm ready to go. And yet I've got nowhere to go. Where do I direct this energy now? This has now been 10 years of our lives. And I don't even know how to cope in a sense. Like, what do I do? Like that was my purpose. That was my battle for 10 years. What do I do now? So things kind of went silent and we kind of learned to live life.
And what was the answer to that? Because other people, and in fact, a really good friend of mine had a similar circumstance, not with, I mean, it was a legal case, not anywhere close to what yours was, but it was a big, big legal case that had been fought tooth and nail, like, you know, hammer and fist for 3 years with the U.S. government. And when it was, and finally the government said, okay, we quit. He was kind of like, wait, the same analogy is like, you know, wait a minute, it's, you're done fighting, I'm not over it yet, you know, and I'm ready to keep on fighting. And so similar circumstance. And when you said that to your attorneys, what was their response?
Well, I think they kind of laughed about it. They were happy about, well, they weren't happy about the fact that the appeal court, the Supreme Court had, you know, denied the appeal, but it was finally done. Like the whole saga was done. Like that was the close of it finally. So there was kind of that bittersweet to it, but I wasn't ready for it to be done. My wife wasn't ready for it to be done because now we were the ones that were now on the offense. We were the ones being proactive about it. We were the ones that were on a mission, right? Rather than defending ourselves and trying to prevent our family from being ripped apart and going to jail for, you know, 3 to 5 years is what they were seeking for us. Now we were the ones that had a mission to move forward with. And it just felt like it just didn't feel like it was done. And maybe
well,
it wasn't.
Because there was really no adjudication. They just sort of like dropped it and said, okay, we're done. But there really was no, you know, guilty or justice or retribution or any closure to what you were trying to change in terms of the laws in Canada. I mean, it's just like, wait, it's not done. I really can relate to what you must have been feeling at that time. Seriously.
Yeah, it was interesting, but we had to just learn to direct our efforts elsewhere. I mean, we're programmed for, I mean, humans in a sense are programmed for the struggle, for adversity. I mean, that's why some people will go and climb Mount Everest, right? We need the challenge. And if we don't have a challenge in our lives, we will find a challenge through creating drama or whatever it is, right? And so we had to redirect our efforts, and we were already kind of doing that in relation to establishing, you know, kind of a communal living, and also, you know, just being able to live self-sustainably off grid and really preparing for what we saw was going to be the next battle that was inevitable, but not just involving us, but really involving humanity as a whole. And so we really started to redirect our efforts that way. And just found that to be very rewarding to live in a much more simplistic lifestyle, you know, having obviously all the amenities that most people love, but learning to live kind of without them, that, you know, if something happened, if the lights went out, well, somebody's gonna be lighting up the candles here. And if it's wintertime, we're going to our mountain of wood, and we're gonna start burning the wood a little bit more often, or whatever, right? And so we really started, you know, directing our efforts that way on the side. While still, obviously, I'm engaging in business with True Hope, which has always been a bit of an uphill battle. And the reason being is because we're going head to head with the pharmaceutical industry. And every time that there was a study that came out about our products being more effective than pharmaceutical medications, then, you know, all of a sudden there's all this opposition coming our way and attacks and all that type of stuff. So, you know, we've still been able to kind of push forward with that, even though we're largely being censored. But, you know, we're still blessing people, you know, and maybe not at the rate that we want to be, but we are still blessing, you know, thousands of people every month. And that's a beautiful thing.
You know, I remember learning about True Hope years ago, like maybe even 10 years before you and I first met, for when I had you on my show. And I thought about what a marvelous product this was, particularly for people with schizophrenia and abnormal psychiatric conditions. And I was really pretty excited about it at the time. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, you know, it's, I guess I'll go right to the base of it. Really, the flagship product is the Empower Plus, the smaller bottle there that you see. That's our flagship product that put us on the map. And it's just a broad spectrum multivitamin mineral supplement, but it's produced in such a way that it's incredibly bioavailable, making those minerals actually therapeutic versus most minerals traditionally have not been therapeutic because they're just not in the right form for our bodies to assimilate them, right? To be able to uptake them and deliver them to where they need to go to help, you know, produce neurotransmitters and hormones, which obviously regulate our mood. And so, That's really the product that put us on the map back going to 1998. The discovery actually happened in 1996 using four different products: colloidal mineral supplement, chelated vitamins, minerals, or chelated minerals in a whole multivitamin mineral blend. And eventually those four products would begin to be studied. But halfway throughout the study, the colloidal mineral supplement stopped delivering the results. They found themselves into a new batch. And what happened is that the level of minerals varied in the new batch versus the previous batch, which obviously is not scientifically sound to be researching a variable in itself. Study was shut down, and we were looking for a new, more stable supplement, if you will, that's going to produce the results we were looking for. And so my father spent a lot of time, you know, kind of going through everything and found that nothing really delivered the way that the original four did. And that's when, after about a year of going through that, they decided, him and his business partner, to develop their own all-in-one supplement. And they did so, and it achieved the results. It did so in a much more simplistic way, where you're just taking one supplement, and it was more economically viable for the people that were relying on the previous four products. And that's how True Hope started up. That's when it became a business rather than just a support program where we were helping people across North America come off psychiatric medications while getting onto these four different products. So,
and that's pretty much the cornerstone of, I mean, that's pretty much your target audience, isn't it? People that were on psychiatric medications and having trouble with insomnia and sleep and things like that. Isn't that where your core customer is?
That's where it all began. But really, when we take a look at it, I mean, this is where the beauty of nutrition comes into play, when we actually see the impact that it has on us on a day-to-day basis, whether we are already generally healthy or whether we're struggling with some kind of health issue, including mental health issues. And so when we take a look at it, and it's just, you know, the vitamins and minerals that we need on a daily basis that we're not getting out of our food because of, well, the fact that over 150 years, they've absolutely botched the food supply, and we're really eating empty food, even if it's organic, which I advocate for. You're just not getting the nutrition that, you know, our great grandparents would have been getting out of the same food. And so it's really an interesting formula when you look at it, that yes, it's powerful enough that it helps people with mental health conditions, but for just the average person, when you have the proper nutrition, and I can attest to this going through 10 years of battle, your resilience to stress, trauma, and being able to keep, you know, kind of a clear head on your shoulders while you're in the middle of the battle is significantly enhanced when you're taking the proper nutrition. Because when we go under stress, our body demands more nutrition. We start burning through that nutrition at a much greater rate. And so it's just a beautiful thing to see that, yes, even though we target the mental health conditions, people that have schizophrenia and bipolar and depression and anxiety and all that, just for the average person, it's amazing to see how their lives are enhanced and how they're able to just deal with, you know, stressful situations, whether it's, you know, working out relationship issues or whatever, how people are just able to do so much better and not get triggered so easily when they have the proper nutrition. And I'm not sure exactly why that is, but it is.
Well, it's kind of God's garden, right? I mean, we kind of, if we, everything was that, everything was prepared for us. It was all here, you know, all of the plants and the vegetables and the meat and, you know, everything was pure and clean. And then man came along and messed it all up, you know, and decided that we needed pesticides and herbicides and, you know, all the different things that we have done to destroy our food supply over the last, you know, 50 or years or so. So you travel a fair amount, like talking to people about this then, right?
I did pre-COVID. I spent a significant amount of time traveling, generally about 3 weekends out of the peak months, which would be October to early December, and then January through to April. Generally, about 3 weekends of the month, I'd be scheduled up for different health shows and whatnot across Canada. And the reason why it wasn't 4 weekends is because typically there's one long weekend every month, and so you wouldn't find health shows during those times. And so I used to spend a lot of time and then traveling for the weekends to do that. But then in between, I would be putting on educational seminars, public seminars at health food stores along the way. So I used to do a lot of talking, a lot of educating on it. And what was interesting is before COVID even hit, the year before, the media did a fantastic job of learning how to get me canceled. And so I ended up canceled on, like, there was one time I think I had, within just 2 weeks, I had like 10 cancellations that happened because the media found out where I was going to be. And they put out these fallacious articles in those areas, preempting me and basically communicating, oh, this health food store or, oh, this health show is in essence supporting a baby killer.
Oh, right? Wow.
And so this is what they began to do. And they were creating all these issues. And so eventually got to the point that I had to start threatening to sue the media because of how they were communicating it, that it was completely wrong, that it wasn't even factually correct based on court findings that they were relying on previous. And then in 2019, shortly after that, we end up winning the court case. And you'd think that that would have cleared the deck. But no, the media actually doubled down and got the Canadian public to be even more angry over the fact that from their perspective, the viewers, the audience is viewing this, Canadian public is viewing the news and saying, wait a minute, these guilty baby killers are now not guilty. Now they're really livid, right? And so basically I was shut down in 2019 from being able to speak, even though from 2013 to 2019, I ended up doing a lot of seminars and fortunately had the opportunity to bless a lot of people and get that feedback. And we were able to build business in a phenomenal way during that time to really assist a lot of people, which is lovely.
Oh my goodness. You know, censorship is alive and well, and it's ongoing. And it seems as though it's going to get worse. You know, you alluded to the fact that, you know, you're kind of preparing and prepping. It sounds like you live in a great area that's kind of off grid. And we are preparing for a lot of different things. And the censorship thing, I mean, there's, you know, Peter Hotez down here in the States is he's an MD and he's a paid talking head for the pharmaceutical company. And now he's going around in the country saying that when the bird flu vaccine comes out, the EUA, the experimental bird flu vaccine made on a messenger RNA platform, when it comes out, that the Department of Justice needs to activate FEMA and other organizations in the States to arrest anybody who resists the vaccine and even more, arrest and throw in jail anyone who advocates against it or tries to explain to people what's in it and why they should avoid it. I mean, so the censorship stuff is alive and well, and I believe it's going to get worse.
Wow. No, I'm absolutely with you. I believe that it will continue to get worse. I'm not putting a whole lot of faith in politics to correct the situation. I know a lot of people are. I think largely it's a distraction that that gets them to direct their energy in the wrong direction rather than taking individual responsibility. They're kind of a lot of people are putting all their eggs in one basket, and unfortunately, I think that basket's going to drop. But it's interesting the censorship issue because, you know, we were experiencing censorship in 2019 over the whole TruHope thing, and they were exploiting the death of my son or the false narrative surrounding the death of my son to prevent me from being able to share the truth around this. So then I stopped speaking for a bit, and we threw it into the hands of my sister, thinking, okay, that's an easy way around it. No, the opposition still came, regardless of me being involved directly or not. So now we got to see this isn't about the death of my son. This isn't about the individual. It's not about the messenger. It's about the message and the fact that our supplements are helping people come off these psychiatric medications, never to return to them, never to return to the psych wards. And that's really what was being attacked. And they were merely just using, exploiting this false narrative that CBC established surrounding the death of my son to obtain that means. And so, or to get, yeah, anyways. So, what's interesting is the censorship is still happening today. So last year, so I oversee the whole Canadian retail division, the whole Canadian division of TruHope is what I oversee. And last year, Health Canada, our FDA in essence, came at us and said, hey, you know, we've been looking at your website and you can't be saying this and this and this, right? And so we, okay, you know, particularize on that. Give us rationales to why and, you know, what do we need to do about it, you know? Because we have licensed products, they can just pull the license like that, and now you know that it's not available in Canada. The whole health industry in Canada is extremely locked down at this point in time, where Health Canada has full control over the manufacturers, full control over the stores, and they are, you know, trying to put the fear of God into the stores now. If they carry non-licensed products, they're coming in and policing it and having them fined for having products that don't have NPNs or natural product numbers that have been given by Health Canada. So they've really locked down every aspect of the whole natural health industry so they can kind of control it. And they're doing a great job of doing that, though they shouldn't be doing it. And so, anyways, we're trying to work with them so that we don't lose our ability to sell it in the marketplace here in Canada. And so they finally come back and they said, well, okay. So on your science page, you've got the 35 medical journal publications. Now, these are 35 medical journal publications that have come from over two dozen studies that were done independently of us in universities from around the world, showing the Empower Plus's effect on, you know, autism or ADHD or depression or psychosis or even PMS was the most recent study. So we've got these 35 medical journal publications posted on our website so that people can read about them. We're not putting any narrative in there. We're just posting them for their review. You want to review the science, go take a look at it. This is what these independent researchers had to say. We aren't putting any words in their mouth, nothing. And so Health Canada says you can't have that on your website. Well, that's an integral part of making informed choice, is that, you know, the public should have access to what's going on here. If they want to be, you know, if we're going to say, hey, for a mental health condition, this can help you, well, why not supply the third party evidence to that, right? So Health Canada is saying, no, you can't do that. And we're like, okay, so we need to remove it. All right. And so then they also say you need to remove some of these testimonials from your website. These are independent people just sharing their experience. Like, we didn't pay them to do the testimonial. What's going on here? We're like, okay. So we had to remove some testimonials. So what we did is we knew that the censorship issue wasn't going to go away. And we knew that it was nothing new because in October of 2000, after the first study came out on Empower Plus, showing that it was over three times more effective than your standard antidepressants, Health Canada literally came in the next day after it aired on national television, and they came in to shut us down. And they shut down a government-funded, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. The Alberta government, the provincial government, was funding over $500,000 into a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial on Empower Plus because they saw the benefit of it. And so they shut down that study, they shut down the previous study, and they prevented any studies from happening in Canada. Suppressing science is really what they were involved in for the next about 5 years until we beat them in the courts.
Oh,
after
wow.
they
Good
came
for
in and
you.
charged us.
So you took them to court and you won?
No, they took us to court. So what happened is, yeah,
Oh,
so
even better. Even better. They took you to court and you beat them. Even better. Tell
yeah,
us
so
that
what happened?
story.
So now I was a little bit younger at this time, so I was just doing video work at this point in time for Truop. But it was my father and his business partner, David Hardy, that ended up getting charged. And they got charged criminally. And this was after Health Canada had come in. They had seized the product at the border, preventing 3,000 Canadians from having access to it. They put people into a crisis. They even set up a 1-800 crisis line to deal with the thousands of phone calls that they'd end up receiving. And then, because we weren't willing to go away, neither were the 3,000 Canadians willing to go away. They weren't willing to receive the or put weight on the information that Health Canada was telling them, where they're saying, you no longer have access to this dangerous drug, go back to your doctors and get back on the medications. And they weren't willing to accept that because they'd already been down that road. And so protests began across Canada, smuggling rings began, otherwise law-abiding citizens began smuggling. And we're talking like, grandparents smuggling across the border for their grandchildren, that type of thing. This is how desperate Canadians were from what Health Canada was doing. So then Health Canada, to try to scare us away, shows up with a RCMP SWAT team and they perform a gun-drawn raid on us
Oh, wow.
back in 2003. So things are really starting to escalate. And my father was attempting to work with them at one point in time, but realized that they had a full-out agenda that they were never going to allow Empower Plus into the country. In fact, he was informed that if he wants to do what he's doing, he should move south of the border, down to the US to go and do it. And so my father at that point in time just said, you know what? No, I'm going to continue to provide the same blessing that my family has received from these products. So finally, in 2004, after all of this debacle had taken place in 2003, and a lot of news clips, a lot of protests, a lot of drama, gun drawn raid, all this stuff, Health Canada comes in and they charge my father and his business partner. And then in 2005, that's when the court proceedings would take place. And then we would hear the words not guilty in 2006. And so that was a beautiful thing because it actually helped establish, a sense of health freedom in Canada, setting a precedent that prevented Health Canada from being able to come in and just arbitrarily destroy, natural health product companies that were helping people.
You know, if it wasn't so serious and so important, it would be laughable to think that people had to march in the streets and protest and go to court over a multivitamin.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's over a highly bioavailable mineral. I mean,
But at the
it's
end of the day, that's exactly what it is. It's you look, read the label, it's just a multivitamin. No, there isn't any special ingredients in it. It's just 36 vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and antioxidants working synergistically together in balance. That's all it is. And so yeah, to sum it up that way, I mean, it makes it, you're right, like basically laughable that they would do all this over a multivitamin. They would actually put people in harm's way, create a crisis over a multivitamin. In fact, actually, just to illustrate how criminal it was that what Health Canada was doing, they were warned by Ron Lajeunesse, who is the head of the Canadian Mental Health Association's Alberta chapter. They were warned that if they continued doing what they were doing back in 2003, that suicides would take place. You fast forward to 2005 when he's testifying under oath in the court case, the Truop Health Canada court case. He's now testifying to the fact that he attended two funerals of people that he knew personally who had taken their lives because Health Canada had deprived them access to the Truop supplements and they had reverted in their mental health condition.
Oh my goodness. How dastardly is that? Well, David, hold on to that thought for just a second. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this a little bit more and about the testimonials and the turnarounds that you've seen with the True Hope products. So sit tight, everyone. We'll be right back. This will just be a real short break. We'll be right back. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our OptiLine, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries, and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Well, welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for being here this evening. This is just some incredible stories about a family that has been absolutely hammered by the Canadian government, by Health Canada. I didn't realize until you said that, because I've heard the term Health Canada a long time. I thought that Health Canada was your natural health insurance, the health insurance coverage you had up there. I didn't realize that Health Canada was like the equivalent of your FDA and how what they have done to sort of lambast everything in Canada, like what they have done here in the U.S. Does Health Canada still have that sort of power and that sort of hammer that they're wielding it against the healthcare industry? We know that down here in the U.S., the FDA is completely bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. Is that the same in Canada? And are they still wielding the axe to try to get rid of all natural products?
Yes and yes. Yes, it is the same. They're absolutely bought and paid for. They're just working on behalf of the pharmaceutical industry. Absolutely. I mean, there's a running joke here, especially when you put it in relation to their name, Health Canada. You'd think they'd be taking care of people's health, but really they're just looking out for the health of the bottom line profits of the pharmaceutical industry is really what it's all about. And the running joke is that if Health Canada ever attacks a natural health company, you know what products you need to go and purchase.
For sure. Right? Absolutely.
Because they only attack the therapeutic ones unless, for some reason, they can establish that there was contamination and or a death, which actually hasn't occurred yet here in Canada due to a natural health product, but that there's actually legitimate contamination. But if they're attacking a natural health company and they don't have evidence to show contamination or any other untoward issues going on with it, then you know that's a product that you should be consuming. Because they'd only be attacking it because it's literally going head to head with the pharmaceutical industry in a particular arena that there's a lot of money to be made.
What sort of testimonials did you have that they made you take off your website, and other testimonials that you've heard from these products? Because this product with True Hope sounds wonderful. And is it available in the U.S.?
Yes. So to work backwards, it is absolutely available in the U.S. You just go into truehope.com. quite simply, and you can just order it there. And there's a number of products there, but the Empower Plus, just a simple Empower Plus Advanced, is the most simplistic go-to product to get. There's different versions of the Empower Plus. So just to eliminate any confusion for anybody that may be going and checking it out, many people will be inclined to purchase the Empower Plus methylated version. I would advise against that unless you know for a fact you have an issue with methylation. If you do not have an issue with methylation, what happens is the Empower Plus naturally will enhance the methylation in the body, because a lot of people do not methylate properly now, but it's because they're nutrient deprived. Even if they have the MTHFR gene mutation, which we've seen corrected as well over time. And so my recommendation is go with the simplistic one that does not have the methylated bees, avoid the overmethylation, which can be problematic, and just allow the body to methylate on its own at the appropriate rates. And so Empower Plus Advanced. So for U.S. Individuals or anybody else internationally, it's just truehope.com. Anybody in Canada, you can generally go down to your local health food store and just pick it up quite easily. And it's very cost effective that way as well. It avoids all the shipping, and it's generally as cheap as or cheaper than what you'd get it directly through us on truehope.com for. So it makes it quite simplistic for the Canadian public as well.
And what sort of testimonials were you seeing and continue to see, and how horrible the testimonials were that the Canadian FDA made you take them off of your website? I mean, seriously, they're usually pretty good things. So tell us a few just to inspire the people that are listening.
Yeah, so I used to actually do the testimonials when I ran the video department from 2003 to 2010, and then I handed it all over. And so one of my roles in True Hope was literally to travel around and just to get these testimonials from people that had phenomenal experiences. And it was not uncommon for us to hear the words, "You saved my life," And that's a beautiful thing. But also to hear the words, "You've saved my relationship." And, you know, one particular testimonial that I had the opportunity of going in and doing, I interviewed this individual. He was about 50 years old at the time, and interviewed his wife. And it was just a beautiful thing to see, because this husband had been struggling with mania, bipolar overall, but the mania was just so bad that when he'd go into his manic cycle, he would get the family into significant debt, just grandiose ideas, go and purchase everything he ever wanted to purchase. He was fully disconnected from his three sons, disconnected from his wife, just a beautiful lady who just persevered. Like, she just a salt of the earth type of person, right? And so she was just bearing through it, hoping that she would get the husband back that she had married, because he was not the same person that she had married when they were younger. And so now he gets on the supplements, he gets well, he has to work his way out of debt, because he got them over $100,000 in debt from buying all this whatever stuff, right? That, you know, you couldn't liquidate so easily and get your return on your investment. And so he's working through that. But for the first time, like, his kids were in their late teens to early 20s at this point in time, he's now finally establishing a relationship with them. And his wife is just crying on the camera, saying that, "I've got the husband back that I had married."
Wow.
And just to see the realness of the life impact that it can have when you just get the proper nutrition into you was just phenomenal. And so there was experiences like that. There was other, you know, another testimonial was an individual who is just over 70 years old, and he had had a major traumatic brain injury. He had fallen off a ladder in his shop and fell into an anvil right on his eye socket. He was airlifted to the local hospital, or the local, I guess, the intensive care unit, which was about an hour and a half, I guess, away from where he was at. And his family, his daughters, were told to plan a funeral, and he didn't die. But he became a full care patient. Well, a year into him being a full care patient, his family finds out about the Truo products. The one daughter uses it on her son for ADHD and sees that it works, so she decides to use it on her dad. And I got the opportunity to go and interview him 1 year after that. So now he's 2 years after he'd had the traumatic brain injury. He had plateaued in his progression. He didn't get any better in the last while without the Empower Plus in the first year that he'd been still existing, I guess you'd call it. And by the time I had the chance to go interview him, his wife summed it up really, really nice. She said he's basically the way that he was before, but now he just listens to me more. But he was no longer a full care patient. He could read again. He could watch TV and actually have the attention span to know what happened at the beginning of the show, because he had problems where he couldn't watch TV because he wouldn't know what was going on because of how his short-term memory was so botched. No longer would they find him out in the middle of the night wandering around, because he'd get his nights and days mixed up. He had basically got his quality of life back, and that was a beautiful thing to see, especially with somebody who was already 70 years old, because we wouldn't anticipate, and typically, to see that type of improvement in relation to brain health. Even though just a couple of years before this had taken place, a rat brain study had come out of the University of Lethbridge, out of the Canadian Center for Behavioral Neuroscience, showing that when they induced strokes in these rats by removing portions of the frontal lobes of their brain, or by punching holes in the parietal lobes, when they put them on the Empower Plus, within 90 days, not only had they had a full recovery of their cognition, but they were actually outperforming cognitively the control rats that never had a brain injury after 90 days, but that there was physically a full recovery. And the only evidence was on the rats that had the holes punched in their parietal lobes, there was still a little bit of scar tissue where those holes had once been 90 days previous. And so we didn't ever anticipate it, though, because those are 2 to 4 day old rats that those studies are beginning on. So by the time that, you know, the study's done, they're just over 90 days old. We never anticipated that we would see the same effect in the human populace in adults, because our ability to heal is significantly degraded compared to a 2 to 4 day old rat, right? So we were quite impressed to see that type of stuff happening in elderly people, where they were literally getting their brain function back after a physical trauma had taken place.
So is it also applicable to other types of brain injuries, such as Alzheimer's and and Parkinson's disease and maybe seizure disorders and maybe people that have had a stroke?
Okay. So seizures, we've seen that effect. The main issue that we run up against is if they're on anti-epileptic medications, anticonvulsants, because oftentimes like it's a very dicey thing to slowly remove them off that medication without inducing a seizure due to the medication. If they're not on medications, you just take the supplement, and we've seen it have profound effects on that. Talking about stroke, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, I'll group all those together. The simple answer is yes, for most people, they will see some improvement, or in some people, significant improvement. There was going to be out of the University of Utah a study done on Alzheimer's. I'm not sure why it never happened. The beginning processes were happening. And the reason why is because what they were finding just in general practice, you know, is that people, and what we were finding, same thing, obviously, because we're working with people with that, with Alzheimer's, is that some people respond really well and some people didn't really respond at all. And my hypothesis on that is it comes down to gut health. If somebody has a working gut and they're able to absorb the Empire Plus, no problem, they're going to see effects. And we see the same thing with mental health conditions as well. And in fact, we had to develop a Candida protocol early on, back in the early 2000s, to address those gut health issues if for some reason somebody was not responding to the Empire Plus, the multivitamin, because everybody should be responding to an abundance of nutrition coming into them. They should have a positive response. So when they don't, we need to look at basically what I call the gateway to health, and that's the gut. Why is that nutrition not making its way into the body to actually have that profound effect? And so my hypothesis is the same thing with Alzheimer's. The reason why some people respond and why others don't, it comes down to gut health.
So I'm going to play a little devil's advocate here with you. So if this is primarily a good, just a good quality multivitamin, number one, how is it different than other multivitamins? And why should we say that True Hope is so much better? And number two, how does a multivitamin such as the one that you're talking about compare to a one-a-day vitamin?
Awesome questions. Okay. So what sets us apart right off the bat when we produced it was looking at the balance of minerals specifically, right? And so if you have a highly bioavailable form of minerals, but the balance is off and it's going to offset the balance in the body, ultimately you're going to do harm down the road, right? And so when we're talking about balance, we're talking about mainly two sets of minerals, and that's calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus being in the proper balance, and then copper and zinc being in the proper balance. So those are your two sets of minerals, because, and this is where it gets interesting during COVID, I'm going to digress for a moment here, is that immune health is all of a sudden a real hot topic. And we're seeing zinc just being thrown out into the marketplace and people are just consuming it. When you take too much zinc and you offset that zinc copper balance, you can actually end up with agitation and anxiety, right? Now, couple that with the fact that the government is imposing all of these regulations on us and shutting down businesses, it just makes for a recipe for disaster, because part of the agitation or part of the anxiety may not necessarily be just circumstantial. It could also be the fact that somebody's consuming an overabundance of zinc for their immune health. And so this is interesting, because copper is also known for its profound benefits when it comes to the immune system as well. So the fact that that's being supplied in high levels without the zinc copper balance being maintained, which would make a better immune health product, is kind of beyond me. But anyways, there's a lot of lack of understanding when it comes to mineral supplementation out there. And I think that's why we've missed the boat on largely over, you know, the last 50 years on the fact that mineral supplementation can be the most therapeutic supplementation that we can have, especially when it comes to things like mental health conditions, right? So now what sets Empower Plus apart beyond the balance is the bioavailability. And we noticed that right off the bat. The very first batch that we ever did, we had teamed up with, I can't say the name of the company, but they had at the time some leading edge chelation technology, which largely is not that good compared to what's out there now. But at the time, back in the 90s, they had some great chelation technology. And what it allowed for was us to put this balanced multivitamin together and for people to get well, but they had to take 48 capsules per day at that time.
Oh, wow.
Okay. but they're getting well. And so they're doing it, right? Because their life is changing. But 48 capsules, basically a meal of capsules per day. So then we changed the chelating agent in 2000. And it was that much better that we got down to 32 capsules per day. So I'm going to use ourselves as a comparison, because it just shows that, you know, not all nutrition is the same. And our very history dictates that even though back in 1998, we put a high quality chelated supplement and it was changing lives, but you had to take 48 capsules per day. So now 32 capsules per day, just by changing the chelating agent. In 2001, we began to micronize those minerals. And that was the biggest game changer. That brought it down, same formula, same ingredients, same balance. But now you could take 18 capsules per day and it would achieve the same results as 48 capsules would have done 3 years ago. So then we developed our own chelation technology, taking a look at what was taking place in soil under ideal conditions, because there's a chelation that takes place in the soil. If you're not sterilizing the soil with fungicides and herbicides and pesticides, like the agricultural industry is doing. And so now we're looking at soil under ideal conditions, and we begin to mimic that in a laboratory setting and we develop our own chelation technology where we take these minerals and we're converting them into an organic form. And we got down to 15 caps per day. So kind of minimal, but we continued to build on that as well as the micronization technology. And we got it down to the point that you can take 6 capsules of the exact same formula, just processed differently, chelated and micronized differently. 6 capsules will achieve what 48 capsules of the exact same ingredients achieved back in 1998.
Mm.
So that's what sets it apart, is the fact that we are putting out a tremendous effort to put those minerals into the proper form, the same form that you would naturally obtain from your food, though in much lower levels than you need, but the same form that would happen under ideal soil conditions, that the minerals would be micronized, and that happens through worm cultures. They actually break down the minerals with a gizzard. They'll go and grind it up. Anybody who's gardened with worm castings will understand that concept, right? And then also the fact that you have organic acids and whatnot in the soil that are breaking down those minerals and chelating them. So now that gets uptaken into the plant, you eat that plant, you have the proper form of mineral that it can be therapeutic in your body. So if only we didn't go and bastardize what had taken place bastardize the agricultural industry, we wouldn't need things like the Empower Plus, because we'd be getting the proper minerals in the proper form, the proper amounts of minerals in their proper form out of our food, but we're not. So we've mimicked what nature does with the minerals, and that's why it is so therapeutic at even smaller amounts than what we've previously seen.
So when you order a bottle of the product, you're going to be taking 6 of those capsules a day, right?
And at a therapeutic dose, yes.
And is it best to split them up like 2, 2, and 2 or 3 and 3 or 1 6 times a day? What would you advocate for?
Well, the most simplistic thing is just 2 at every meal. If you're taking the full 6 a day, if somebody has a severe a mental health condition, they can up the dose even beyond that just to get past the symptoms faster, and then they can bring it back down to what we'd call maintenance dose. But yeah, split it up 3 times a day with each meal, and it works phenomenally as long as you're absorbing, as long as you don't have a major candida overgrowth or major parasitic infections in your intestines, you can do fine on it.
You know, I've said for years when I've talked about multivitamins, is that if they were to create a 1-a-day multivitamin that had everything in it that you need at the proper doses and concentrations, it would be the size of a golf ball that you would have to swallow, like 1 golf ball a day, which of course that isn't going to be. So I would just say to our audience that is the reason, one of the many reasons why it's more than just a 1-a-day vitamin. Also, so many of the 1-a-day vitamins that you buy over the counter, they're cheap because they're all synthetic and the things are made from a petroleum basis. They're not really real vitamins. And what you're talking about, are plant-based minerals that are made, that are holistic and real things. They're like real food and not a synthetically created petroleum product, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. So in essence, like, especially with the minerals, I mean, so what we're getting is raw minerals that are pharmaceutical grade, meaning just for purity standard, right? And they're really, when we're getting them and sourcing them, they're not therapeutic. That's not the way that we're designed, is to uptake basically rock form mineral or raw mineral. So then what we're doing in essence in a laboratory setting is adding those organic compounds to those minerals to allow for it to become an organic form. So in essence, we're synthesizing what would take place in nature. And so I guess, for lack of better terms, I mean, whenever you synthesize something, it's in essence, it's synthetic. We did not go and extract those minerals from plants. We took and created that form in a laboratory setting with those organic ingredients. And so at the end of the day, it's the same form, and your body is going to respond to it as if it was getting it from food, if that makes sense.
It does. It
Just to be
does
quite
make sense.
technical, right?
Yeah, that is technical, but this is a well-designed, well-put-together product. And so, you need some level of technicality to explain it. So again, David, this has been such an interesting conversation. I wish we had like several more hours to delve into this even more, but we're kind of getting short on time. So what would you like to leave our audience here with tonight?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess I'd revert back to the whole battle that I've gone through, and what it would be is, because we're all facing our own battles. And what I've come to realize through that is that when we nourish ourselves, not just physically, right? Talking about supplementation and eating proper foods and all that, but we also nourish ourselves spiritually. What we're able to do when it comes to the battlefront is significantly enhanced beyond what we would have thought ourselves capable, because now we are really relying on a greater source of strength than what we have within us. And we're able to not just survive the battle, but able to thrive throughout the battle and actually maintain a sense of love and compassion and gratitude as we go through really hard times. And so I guess that would be one of the messages that I'd love to convey, is that when we rely on the Most High and take supplementation, whatever that is, and make sure our physical body is serving us well, that we'll do very well with the battles that lay ahead.
Very well said. And, we really are going to be coming up upon some strenuous times here. I think, financially, economically, food-wise, I've been telling everybody on all of my podcasts that you do need to do some level of prepping. And the prepping is food, water, supplements, vitamins, prepping for your family for heat, cold, And the most important thing is your spiritual armor. That you really have to get armored up to be able to face what's coming and know what your true convictions are and where you stand so that you're not blown about like, a leaf in the wind. So I think that's really, really true. So tell people one more time where they can go and get this product, because I think especially if people like hopped in like about halfway through, they're going to go, "What was he talking about? Where do I go and buy that product? It sounds fantastic."
So truehope.com, if you're international outside of Canada. You can go to truehopecanada.com if you're in Canada, and you can find a location near you, a health food store, to get the products. And then there's one thing that I didn't mention as well, is the fact that there was this recent documentary that was produced on our family, and it was produced by the producer of Uninformed Consent, which you're probably well aware of. And that can also be found, because I know we talk about the story, and that story is really well articulated in this documentary that Todd Michael Harris put together, and that can be found on bigpicturemovie.com.
BigPictureMovie.com. And yes, I've watched it and it's really good and it's really compelling. And you're sitting on kind of the edge of your seat and you're just wanting to punch somebody, when you're going through it, because it's like you cannot believe that this is happening to these wonderful people. Well, thank you so much for joining me here tonight, David Stepan. It's just been a delight to have you back on the show from 2021 and to learn again about this product and put it on everybody's radar screen. And I want to thank everybody else who's joined us here tonight. And if you only listen to half of this and you want to listen to it again, this podcast will be up on the Substack. On drtenpenny.substack.com. So you can listen to it again. You can sit down and take notes. You can download it and you can listen to it over and over again. So with that, I want to thank again everybody for being here tonight. It's always a delight to have you on my Brighteon show. And I close out, want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my podcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, lean into God, trust Him for everything. He won't let you down. You know that we've got all kinds of shows this week that's coming up tomorrow morning, on Tuesday morning. Morning Coffee with Dr. T is our live event, which open forum question and answer. Please join us there and bring your questions. We'll see you then. So David, thank you again so much for being here this evening. For everyone else, good night, have a great week, and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com, and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.